North Shore Today.
The area's only daily news podcast.
On MSONewsSports.com.
With Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore. This is North Shore Today for Tuesday, February 18, 2020.
Love is in the air for coyotes throughout the North Shore. But that may not be the only reason that the four-legged furry animals have been sighted more frequently sauntering out into the public. Dustin Luca writing in today's Salem News that coyote sightings have surged in recent weeks as mating season is in full swing. As a result, coyotes are making appearances more frequently in daylight and closer to human activity than they normally would, wildlife experts say. But Don Famico, the animal control officer in Salem, suspects that some of the uptick in coyote activity is related to the glut of construction projects occurring in the region. Quote, "I just think they're getting run out of their habitats by the construction," Famico said. "They're all over the city. They are up on the golf course area, up on Highland Avenue, between Walmart and the condos across Highland Avenue, Kernwood Avenue, North Salem. We've had quite a few calls in the last week in that North Salem area." This creates a bit of a revolving door effect, Famico said, with the coyote population. Much more on this story in today's Salem News.
National Grid has begun to replace the natural gas main in Ipswich. The locations are 2 to 116 Central Street, 2 to 13 Depot Square, 1 to 51 Market Street, 2 to 58 North Main Street, 2 to 69 South Main Street, and 1 to 3 Union Street. As part of the project, National Grid will also replace the natural gas service piping that connects the main to the customer's gas meters. Approximately 338 premises are within the construction limits. Construction was expected to begin on February 16. It's anticipated to last to May 14, weather permitting. National Grid is working hard to complete the project according to a release and with minimal disruption to the community. You can visit National Grid, or check that, ngrid.com/mainline to view a YouTube video on this gas main replacement process. A second video explaining the replacement of the service pipe to customer homes is available at ngrid.com/serviceline. Construction is scheduled to take place at night. The construction days and hours are from 7 p.m. to 5 a.m. Sunday through Thursday. And again, this is in Ipswich. If you have questions, call 978-725-1208.
After years of stalled plans aimed at redeveloping the long-vacant 17-acre waterfront site known as South Harbor on the Linway, the city's head of economic development believes that the timing is finally right. Gayla Colley writes in the Daily Item of Lynn today that the renewed push to redevelop the South Harbor site, which has been set vacant for three decades and is located near the General Edwards Bridge at the mouth of the Saugus River, comes from property owner Joseph O'Donnell, who purchased the land back in 2005. O'Donnell, founder of Belmont Capital LLC in Cambridge, has submitted preliminary plans that would transform the former Harbor House site into a neighborhood of 828 market-rate apartments over three wood-frame buildings, retail space, and 935 parking spaces. The new proposal comes shortly after a groundbreaking was held in December for a $100 million mixed-use redevelopment of the North Harbor site at the end of the Linway. James Cowdell, the Economic Development and Industrial Corporation of Lynn, EDIC Lynn Executive Director, said the South Harbor site's redevelopment has been in the planning stages for years, but he believes that its time has finally come.
Michael Cronin's reporting in today's Gloucester Times. After a year on hold, the town of Rockport is reigniting discussions around installing a public fueling station for boaters. Selectmen will vote on whether to begin preliminary research and planning for the project at their next meeting. Although the agenda has yet to be published, the next selectmen's meeting is scheduled for next Tuesday, February 25, at 6:30 p.m. at Town Hall 34 Broadway. David Stillman, chairman of the Harbor Advisory Committee, is quoted as saying, "Everything is still very preliminary. If they vote to proceed, they will start getting into some of the details about what sites are practical, who might run such a facility, who will make the decisions." Selectman Chairman Paul Murphy reiterated that an affirmative vote at the meeting does not necessarily mean the project will officially kick off. He's quoted as saying it doesn't mean it's a done deal, It's for moving the project forward and seeing if there's an appetite for it. Harbor Advisory Committee members will be preparing for the selectmen's questions about the project at their regularly scheduled meeting this Wednesday, February 19 at 6 p.m. at the Town Hall Annex 26 Broadway in Rockport. More on the story in today's Gloucester Times.
The Rotary Club of Peabody says its popular fundraising event, Taste of the North Shore, returns on Tuesday, March 24 for its 16th year. Main courses and mouth-watering desserts from more than 20 North Shore restaurants plus local beer, wine, and rum will be on the menu this year. The night is capped off with a drawing of a $10,000 grand prize. Only 300 tickets are sold, so the odds are good. There will be a silent auction for prizes such as vacations, sports memorabilia, and gift certificates. A limited number of $20 mystery bags with a range of prizes valued inside, and the popular Stock Your Cellar wine and beer raffles with dozens of bottles. For more information, you can go to rotarypeabody.org.
John Horgan's writing in today's Gloucester Times. The organizer of the Seafood Expo North America has ratcheted up its concern over the impact of the coronavirus on the three-day seafood show set for next month at the Boston Convention and Exhibition Center. In its second update, organizer Diversified Communications now said it expects to see an impact in participation from mainland China for the show that is set to run from March 15 to 17 at the South Boston Convention facility. The update states, due to the current travel procedures into the United States, we're expecting to see an impact in participation from mainland China, which annually represents about 5% of the combined visitor and exhibitor attendee base and 9% of the exhibit space. The previous statement from Portland, Maine-based Diversified said only that it was monitoring expanding international public health crisis, monitoring it in advance of the annual seafood show that last year drew 22,150 visitors and 1,329 exhibitors from 49 countries. The increasingly dire news regarding the virus comes at a time when the city of Gloucester is set to make its sixth consecutive appearance at the massive seafood show. It says it's working with the city of Boston, the state, Diversified, and the Massachusetts Convention Center Authority to adhere to the safest protocols for participating at the show. More on this story in today's Gloucester Times, story written by Sean Horgan.
That will do it for North Shore Today, a daily news podcast right here on MSO, newsports.com. Check back daily for the latest news and also check out our other features on the post as well on North Shore Today. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. We always like to hear from you. Email us at msonewsports@gmail.com. Have a great Tuesday, everybody.